Welcome to It Is What It Is. I am Shamri, and I know that we normally don't do episodes on Friday, but I feel like I need to do one today. So I've had a bunch of people ask me why Jean no longer is doing the podcast, and mainly it just comes down to I put too much on her. Not in a bad way. She probably wouldn't agree with it. This is just what I feel. We are still obviously very close. Love her to a million fucking pieces. But I asked Jean to do this podcast with 24 hours notice. When we first did the Paul Esner Rhodes episode, she had 24 hours. I originally was going to do this podcast with my friend, who then just didn't want to at the end of the day. And so she stepped in amazingly and had my back for 53 episodes, I believe. And then the pandemic came. And then my cousin travels a lot. He would like his wife to be able to go. And I become controlling in a way because I put a lot into this podcast. I put my heart and my soul and my love into it. And so I'm like, well, no, why would you go out of town when I need you? And that's not fair. And when I started doing the ones by myself, I controlled everything. You know what I mean? Like, you guys, I'm not an ass. I'm not. But like, I have OCD. I'm very like, it should be this way. I need it to be this way, kind of. And that's just not okay to put onto somebody who literally did you the biggest favor. And so, just before hurt feelings or anything, because I do hold a grudge if I get upset with people, I am one of those people. So, before that could happen, it was just like, girl, shit, I'm crazy. Thank you. Please come and hang out with me and do this with me from time to time. But I'm good. Like, I'm gonna rock this bitch solo. And so, she's good. I'm good. We love her. She will pop in from time to time. People were messaging me and being like, I can't believe you fired her because she coughed. And it's like, no. Y'all were the only one hating on her cough. You know what I mean? So it's like, no, I did not. That's not why Jean is not here. It is not because of her cough. And she listens to every one of these. She shares my stuff still. You know what I mean? So, like, we're good. I'm just crazy. But anyway, so we're gonna make this kind of like a recommendation corner since we're doing such a weird one on a Friday. And I'm gonna give y'all bitches a tip in life real quick. Any one of you that has a man knows a dude. Or been cock blocked by Corona, I'm gonna tell you how to get out of that cock block. On Sundays, ESPN has started doing this amazing thing. They're only gonna do it for a little bit. They are doing The Last Dance. Okay? And when my husband said, I'm gonna watch The Last Dance, it's about Michael Jordan, I was like, well, that's weird because I didn't know Michael Jordan danced. Okay. And I had all intentions of sitting on my phone and glancing up, and being that wife that like glances. And then the show started. Y'all, I want to watch this shit again. They've only released two episodes. It's a 10-part series. They're going to release two every Sunday until this shit's over. It's like 4 weeks or some shit. Oh my God, you guys, I am in fucking love. Okay, so just so you bitches know. Go to your man and be like, hey, last Sunday we didn't do this, so we should go check out Hulu and watch this because you shouldn't be the only man in America not watching this. Okay, it's The Last Dance. It's about the Bulls, the Chicago Bulls, but really it's Michael Jordan's story. And I guess later on, y'all, we might find out some stuff that we ain't so happy about. That he does. But I'm gonna tell you right now, The man is a fucking savage, y'all. Savage. Whatever I find out about Michael Jordan on down the road, I am still gonna heart him and love him. So the only thing I've ever known about Michael Jordan is the dude can jump. He did Space Jam in 1996, which, welcome to the jam. We all know it. Everybody loves it. Great shit. So that's all I really knew. And I was like, oh, he plays basketball. Cool. And then I knew he quit. And then he played baseball. And then like, it was like a whole thing. And he's retired like two or three times. You guys, this man is a savage. It's insane. If you guys haven't watched this, please watch it. And then you also find out that Scottie Pippen, even though he may be one of the greatest men to ever play as well, was also one of the most underpaid people. And that's just so sad. But then you find out that, like, in my opinion, so Scottie Pippen, I guess, got hurt at some point in time. Like, y'all don't know baseball, y'all. Basketball, sorry. I don't know, like, 100%. I'm a football gal myself. So this is new to me. So at some point in time, I guess, Scottie Pippen got hurt. He had the choice, from the way this documentary makes it sound, to go and get his surgery, be ready to play ball. He was mad that he wasn't making money. So he was like, hold up, no, I'm going to take a backseat. When he does this, this means Jordan has to go out there. They start losing and he is fucking pissed. It is insane. And then he's like, he was being selfish. And I kind of agree, because I understand you were like putting your foot down and being like, I deserve more. Give me more. But still, if you could have been ready to support your boy and have your team's back and like continue to be an amazing team and win. And you're like, no, I don't want to, because I want paid more. Y'all make billions. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, but I don't even know how much it was. It was like some fucking $1 billion wasn't enough to take care of his family and whatnot. No offense, but like, they came up from like nothing. And then he gets into the NBA making money. And then you're like, I'm sorry, but $1 billion is not enough. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus, I would fucking shit/cream my pants if I saw $1 million alone. Like, y'all, I'm telling you, rich people problems. We find out there's a bunch of that. Rich people got issues. It ain't easy making all these billions, I guess. Like I said, ESPN does it. It's a 10-part series. Another recommendation, because I've seen a bunch of people are like, oh, the lockdown's almost over. Hurry, I need like last recommendation shows. If you guys haven't watched Better Things, it's on Hulu. Comes on FX. They just barely started in a third season, and I was really sad for a long time when the show went away. It's amazing. It's about an actress, single mom, fucking comedy genius, gold. It's made me explain some things to my kid that I really didn't think I would have to explain, just because I wasn't ready for it. Like, one episode starts and the mom is like screaming at her daughter and she's like, the dog's chewing on your pussy blood again. And I didn't expect it, right? I was taken back. I was like, pussy blood. Oh my Jesus. My fucking 6-year-old daughter was like, what did that TV say? And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea. I am as shocked as you are. No clue. So then I was like, I said the dog was being gross. Like, I don't know. Like, I had to lie to my kid. Really funny fucking show. And really eye-opening, too. Like, it's just, I figure life, and she has 3 teenage girls in this show. I have 2. If my husband ever left me, you guys, literally, I might drop them off in California and, like, not come back until they're 18 or so. I couldn't do it alone. Like, I can't. I don't want to. It's so, oh my God. So like this show, ever since I started watching it, I'm like, I don't want this. I don't. It's so funny, but it's so sad. So yeah, that's my other recommendation. And just a little like, what are we going to do now that she's by herself? Well, the next 2 episodes are going to be from fans, the fan request ones. One's Bobby Kent, which is fucking insane. I never heard of it before until he told me about it, and now I've just like dove deep into it, and there's a whole bunch of shit on it. And then Brandon Lawson, which may be first, just because the Bobby Cant, there is a, like I said, a ton of stuff. So that's going to take me a hot second. And we are still going to have the episodes 2 times a week. But now that I am completely on my own, we had the breakup talk, all that fun shit. I feel comfortable now doing more episodes like I originally wanted to start doing when I became solo. But I felt like I was hurt. I don't know. Whole thing. Anywho. So we are. We're going to do more episodes. We're going to have more fun. We're going to do some recommendations. And I'm going to just like, we're just going to have fun. I don't know. Like right now I'm watching the NFL draft with my husband because football season, like I said, we are football people. San Francisco people. I used to be a Raiders fan, but I married my husband and that just sadly, I secretly love the Raiders. I just have to pick a San Francisco game. And like my parents are Dallas fans. Gross. Like it's just crazy. So football folks. So we're watching the draft and this year for the first time ever, it's virtual pretty much. And so there's this Pat McAfee guy on YouTube. My husband listens to his podcast. He does a sports podcast. And so I had in my house, it looked like the goddamn draft because I had my TV. I got the draft on the TV. We got the Pat McAfee on the computer. We got the other one on the phone and we're following everybody and making sure we're watching and we're listening and we're laughing and we're having a good time. It was insane. And I have no children tonight. So I'm so excited that we get to do this all again, but like peacefully with no kids. Not that I don't like my kids, but like, you know, thank God for a break. So yeah, if you guys are watching the draft tonight, if anything crazy happens, I'm your girl. I will let you know for sure. So far, I don't see anything too bad. At least on my side, we're good so far. I'm excited to see what happens tonight, but it's round two. If anybody's interested, round one was last night. It went off pretty smoothly. I always cry at the draft. I always cry. This is the first time, though, that it's like, I don't even know, like voice, like The Voice. I cry at that show, too. It's like that emotional to me this time around because it's like the people's homes and like you're in there and they're finding out that their life just changed and they getting money, son. It's insane. I freaking love it. Oh, I'm all about it. So, yeah, you guys, be about it. Be about the sports. What sports are you guys into? I don't know. I've just been in a damn good mood lately. And I'm just really excited to see what happens with the podcast from this point on. And I'm blessed. Truly, and I just love doing it and having this outlet. And now that I don't have anybody to like banter with, you guys are probably going to hear all this shit that like happens inside my head, which is super great. But I'm going to expect now, kind of, that y'all tell me some shit back so I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. If you can. I mean, you know, if it's too much, it's too much, but it's not. So it's just not. So yeah, follow me, like me, share this stuff. We're going to have a gay old time. It's going to be fun. And no, I'm not being offensive when I say that. Don't cry. And I love each and every one of you that listen to this and yeah. Let's rock it, you guys. Give me more ideas. Like I said, next two are total fan ones. If you guys want to keep the fan ones going, you got to keep telling me stuff. So get at me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. And we'll see you guys later. Bye.